everyone. Welcome to a special bonus episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Stay tuned for episode number 53, six quick tips for enjoying America's largest RV show.
Before we head into this special extra bonus episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we wanted to just clarify something with our listeners. This won't cost you anything extra to listen. It's free.
No, right. The cost is still zero.
Part of your subscription plan.
It's included.
To RV Family Travel Atlas.
It's included.
And some of you might be saying, they're crazy.
Yeah, well, I
okay, are
well.
They bored?
They've probably been saying that since episode one. But
right. America's largest RV show starts Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The industry stuff started already.
Yeah.
There's people there already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it starts Wednesday for the general public. It's going to be Wednesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're going to be there. RV Family Travel Atlas is going to be there with Progressive Insurance hanging out at the Progressive booth. So we wanted to do a special episode and give you six quick tips for enjoying America's largest RV show.
Right, because here's the thing. If you know anything about RV shows, you don't just show up.
No.
You think about it ahead
no.
of time. So, of course, we're thinking about it ahead of time. We're doing a lot of prep before we get there, and we thought we need to pass this prep on, right? How do you prep?
For the first time in almost 10 years, I was thinking about what I was going to wear to an event.
Okay. Well, I'll enjoy seeing what you came up with.
Well, look, tip number one, we said quick tips. Let's make
okay.
this quick.
Let's
this is a cash
quick.
Episode, people. Yep. Know before you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you're going to buy, if you think you might buy, we really suggest packing in as much advanced research as you can do beforehand. We do not recommend going there and doing your research and buying.
Right.
Right.
So I kind of think that there are different stages to RV show visits. So when you're just thinking about getting into maybe an RV, then that's a great time to visit an RV show and just walk around and look. And you are just looking. Now, you should take pictures with your camera phone of things you see. You should
of
go
the
into
prices.
The prices, the models, take all those pictures. Then you should go into lots of different types of rigs to see what you're comfortable with what you don't like. So that is just window shopping. Okay.
Yeah, and an RV show is the best possible place to just research.
Yeah.
If you don't know if you want a fifth wheeler or a travel trailer, if you don't know the difference between the two,
mm-hmm.
get thee to the RV show
yeah.
and figure all that stuff out.
And then there's the other kind of visitor to the RV show that has done all of that research. Knows,
or they should have.
It knows exactly what they want. And they know that model's going to be there at the show, and they're going in, and they're going to try to
they're gonna
cut
get
a
that deal. Yeah. So look, if you're going to buy, you really should have narrowed down your options in a major way to a couple of options,
mm-hmm.
if not one, like Stephanie
yeah.
just said. You should not be going thinking, I don't know which manufacturer I want to
yeah,
buy.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a good idea.
Well, because what you do is you end up getting roped in by things that will not matter in the long run.
Right.
And everybody that's bought an RV can tell you this. The things that you thought were so awesome are super unimportant sometimes.
Look at
and
that
then,
52-inch flat
yeah.
screen TV. Dude, I'll buy you one, okay?
Yeah.
Just get off the TV thing,
yeah, yeah.
okay? I'll buy you
yeah.
one. We'll install it later,
yeah.
okay?
No, you need to be on the computer looking at the nitty-gritty specs of this thing and whether you can tow it with what you own and everything.
And asking
like
other RV owners, hey,
yeah.
do you own this model or that model?
Yeah.
Do you like
yeah.
it? Okay.
So that's the thing. If you need to know what your job is going into the RV show. And if you're going there with a significant other, you have to be on the same page. So nobody, you know, is like
yeah.
trying
this
to.
This isn't one of our official tips.
Yeah.
But we do recommend you leave the kids at home. And
wow.
I know, we know that's hard. And we usually can't do that ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have to bring the kids. We don't want to pay for a babysitter. We can't get a babysitter, whatever. If you can, pull that off. Okay, we recommend
it. Again, I would say at the beginning, if you're just looking, that's a great time to bring the kids. I think it
is. Let them crawl into the bunks.
They get excited about the idea. You see how you all sort of feel in the space. But once you are more serious and you are really thinking about this as a purchase, you cannot be distracted.
Yeah, if you're going to spend $50,000 on a fifth wheel, you can spend $100 to leave the kids at home.
Yeah,
I think.
Pay these.
Tip number two.
We'll come and watch them.
Search by manufacturer and talk to the manufacturers. Now, I like this one. So Hershey, I think this is awesome. Hershey groups the RVs by manufacturer. So all the Winnebagos are going to be here. All the Jaycos are going to be here. All the Airstreams are going to be here. And that, to a rookie, that sounds like common sense. Like, oh, of course they do. But actually, that's usually not the way RV shows work.
They're usually grouped by dealer.
They're grouped by dealer. Mm-hmm. And there might be five dealers that sell a certain brand, and they'll be spread all over the floor. Mm-hmm. So if you want to just look at one brand, it's a little complicated and a little confusing. So Hershey has them all together, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, you really know, you're very good at this. You know what you want us to see when we go to an RV show. And it's funny, when they aren't grouped by manufacturer, you've got me hopscotching all over.
It's frankly kind of annoying.
It is. It's like you're like, okay, now there's this one model over there. Whereas with this sort of setup, you can really feel like you saw what you wanted to see next to each other. You know, like online, when you're online shopping, you can click those buttons that let you compare two different things right next to each other. This sort of lets you do that.
Yeah. And if you have it narrowed down to, say, two models by one manufacturer, hopefully they're really close to each other and you can kind of walk back and forth.
Walk back and forth, right. And you don't know. So you just keep going back and forth until 2 hours later, you know, after you took your lunch break, you're like, yeah, we really do like the ones with the bunks.
Right.
Or no, we really do like this. Yeah.
Now, this is another really good tip that I think is gained from our experience at RV shows. Talk to the manufacturers. And what we mean by that is this. The manufacturer's reps are at the show. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Winnebago, Airstream, Jayco, Thor, whatever name you throw out there, they're actually going to have people coming from the factory that are there helping and supporting the sales staff. And they're really knowledgeable about the units that they're selling because those are the only units they work with.
Right. Some of you might have heard our interview with Megan, who from Jayco.
Megan Hyland.
Yeah, who had worked in the engineering department.
She had helped build the RVs.
Motorized. So she did an interview with us and walked us through the Greyhawk. Now, that just shows, like, she knew everything about that model.
In a way that and I'm not knocking the salesman, in a way that a salesman or saleswoman's just not going to know.
Right.
And a salesperson back at their home dealership might be responsible for selling 12 brands or 15 brands, where the manufacturer's rep is going to intimately know that brand. So if you narrow it down to brand X or brand Y, find that manufacturer's rep, and they're going to have the shirt that says, you know, Jayco, Winnebago, Keystone, whatever, right on the shirt, as
instead of the dealer name. Exactly.
Right? So they're a little harder to find, but they're there, right? Yeah. And if you really have some serious questions, if you can spend 10 minutes or 20 minutes with one of those manufacturer's reps, they're going to give you an education, and I don't think they're going to pressure you. I just really think they're there to be helpful.
Yeah, you always hear the word support, support, support coming out of their mouth. And that is, I think, how they view it. They're like, we're here to support this process, not necessarily to get you into an RV, right? What can I do to get you into an RV?
It's ultimately the salesperson's job.
They're trying to educate everybody. I think they're even trying to educate the dealer sometimes.
That's 100%.
I really get 100%. That sense. It's like they're trying to help the dealer
if
know
a salesperson
more.
Can't answer a question, they can run over to the rep, right? And that happens.
Yeah.
Okay, so tip three. Don't be pressured into making such a big purchase. I mean, for most people, this is the second biggest purchase in their lives next to a home, and we are so opposed to getting into a pressure situation.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
You do not need to buy it that day to get that price. You just don't. I mean, yes, it might be difficult for you to get that low, perhaps maybe under certain circumstances, but please don't feel
like that's the only time you'll ever see that price.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you really need to know it's not worth to save whatever amount of money it is to make a purchase that you are not 100%
And I think this is how it works. And if any of our listeners want to chime in and disagree, feel free. I think at an RV show, what's nice is the haggling part is you don't really have to haggle that much because the prices usually are pretty nicely discounted. So for people who don't want to go in and be doing this big back and forth negotiation, the RV show is great because it's sort of already done for you because they've slashed the price. If you don't mind that haggling part, you might just wait and do it, buy it at a dealership later, right? Absolutely.
If you don't mind doing the hard work to get down to that price. Anyway, you and like we said, you might not get that low because they might have incentives to get rid of those RVs then that they may not have when it's sitting back on their
lot.
But
you'll be able to get close.
But you can get close. Don't think you're going to be paying the MSRP if you don't buy it at an RV show. That's not true.
Yeah. Now, the other thing to know, particularly about the Hershey RV show, is that they're going to have a lot of 2016s there, a lot of the brand new units. And my guess is that you're not going to see the discounts running as deep on the brand new units because they have the whole year ahead to sell them.
Right.
So I think there'll be a mix of 2015 units and 2016 units. I mean, we're not there yet, so I don't know the exact mix. I'd be shocked if it was all brand new 2016s.
Right.
I mean, I just think they're going to be also trying to get rid of 2015s. So that's something to be very aware of. If you really are going and price means everything to you and it's all about getting the best price, try and buy a 2015. And now for a lot of units, the difference between a 2015 and a 2016 is a different paint color or a slightly different graphics package.
Yeah.
You know, there's not radical change from year to year with a lot of RVs. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, that just depends on what you're buying. Okay, like we have a White Hawk, and I know that this year they did make a lot of upgrades and really nice changes to the White Hawk. So some models, there will be a big difference.
Yeah, and that's the same as in cars. Some years there's huge leaps, and they change out the engine. And so then it really does make a big difference whether you buy. But again, you should have done your research ahead of time and known whether that's the case for a particular model that you're looking at.
Yeah, so be very aware of whether you're looking at a 2015 or a 2016, and know that if you're looking at a 2015 model, you have major advantages with the price and getting a great deal. Okay. The fourth quick tip, bring your own water, snacks, and maybe even bring your own lunch.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it depends. The lunch part depends on the RV show because some RV shows actually have some fun food, right? I mean, it's going to be like more carnival-y, like street fair food, and definitely not the healthiest options. But like when we were at the RV show out in Colorado, we had really good barbecue.
That's true. But you the shows that we were at on the East Coast, it was hot dogs or burgers.
Right. And we've had listeners tell us, oh, this RV show has really good food or that RV show has really good food. However, water's expensive. You know, snacks.
Everything's going
to
be.
You don't want to have to buy like a hot pretzel every time you get a little hungry or whatever. So really, a nice thing to do is go prepared, almost like you're going to an outing, like a theme park for the day, and have your bottles of water. You're going to pay like $3-4 a bottle. If you don't bring your own, it's not worth it. You know, fill up your water bottles and pack some snacks that you're going to be able to just take a load off wherever, right? You see a bench somewhere, you can sit, take a break, and press the reset button.
Yeah, so and actually relax a little instead of waiting in line to buy something.
Exactly.
And Hershey has a few more food options than other RV shows, but it's still going to be largely fried foods and things that maybe aren't really the
Everybody
best.
Everybody knows what it is.
And
get,
I looked on the website,
apples,
it says nothing about not allowing you to bring food in. And we've never been at an RV show where we couldn't bring in water and snacks.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, pack your own stuff there. Now, the next quick tip five, and I this is my favorite one. Attend a great seminar or two or three. Now, you should know that for your $10 admission fee, you're entitled to go to any of the seminars for no additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And there's over 25 seminars, and they are really good.
Right.
And I'm not just saying that because we've presented seminars, okay? So Walter Cannon is going to be doing seminars each day, and he is an RV safety guru. He's he's the president of the RV SEF, the RV Safety and Education Foundation. We have presented before him. And we have watched his presentations, and he is like, it's like the voice of God. Okay. When Walter tells you something, that's the law.
Yeah.
And he's an expert.
He's like the RV sheriff,
He's the RV sheriff, but he's approachable. His presentations are funny. If you really want to learn about towing, tow weights, tire safety, anything, you really should get yourself to a Walter Cannon seminar.
Is he like the Andy Griffith of the RV world?
He's like a combination of Andy Griffith, Cary Grant, Mick Jagger, Walter's a rock star in the RV world.
Right,
His seminars are going to be packed.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's also approachable. Mm-hmm. People hang out after and ask questions. And if you're a rookie and you really just don't have a real feel for towing and safety, there's nothing better that you could do mm-hmm. than go to one of Walter's seminars. Now, also, John Hollett is going to be there. And we don't know him personally, but I'm very familiar with his work. He's going to be doing travel-type seminars that are going to get you pumped up and inspired to hit the road. And he does great videos.
Right?
He sells his own videos, and he's been doing this for a long time. Beautiful cinematography, really good camera work. And he's doing presentations on Route 66, the Mother Road. He's doing a presentation on Alaska. He's doing one on Rocky Mountains. And these are going to be really great, visually entertaining and inspiring presentations.
Another good way to take a break, by the way, to recharge. Like, and we saw that at the RV shows we presented at last year, where we saw people would come and sit down and like decompress a little and then go back out to shop a bit more. So it's a nice way to structure your day. Look at the schedule when you get there, too, because sometimes the announcements, people don't
hear them.
So look at the schedule when you get there. Check the time, maybe set like the alarm on your phone, you know, so you can get there on time.
Mm-hmm. And the schedule is online, okay? We can put a link to it in the show notes to the schedule of speakers. Stephanie can put a link to it in the show notes. She just gave me a look, okay? So our last quick tip is that we're going to be there, and we would love to meet our podcast listeners, and we're getting really excited because we think there's a good number of you coming. So we're hanging at the Progressive RV.
They actually
bring an RV. It's Flo's Road Trip, mm-hmm. and there's putt-putt. There's like Flo's 19th hole.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a green screen to take photos.
Yeah. You can win a Floha bobblehead.
Yeah, dolls. That's at the top of our list.
And you can hang with us. And we would love to chat with you, see how you're doing with the shopping, see how your day mm-hmm. is going, maybe even walk around with you a little bit. So please, if you're coming and you listen to the podcast, don't be shy.
Yeah.
Come find us at the Progressive booth. Drop us a note and let us know you're coming.
We will. I don't know if we can say this. You won't leave without a prize. I don't know what we're going to do to make sure that happens.
Well, we'll give you something.
We'll give you something.
Yeah, we'll give you something. Okay. Even if it's just like quick tip number 7
The show. They will walk away with some sort of swag if you come to
And
see
now we're not, you know, we're not like chained to the Progressive RV mm-hmm. for the day, so we might be out shopping or hanging out over. But if you send us a note on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and say, hey, I'm going to be around in an hour, we'll make sure that we're there to meet you.
Yeah. So the Progressive RV is actually located right outside the entrance to the Giant Center. So inside, like, you know, there's an outside area, and then there's inside the big stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So the RV is really close to the main entrance of that stadium. And that's pretty close to the main entrance.
Yeah, so easily
hard to
find
miss.
It. Yeah. And I just checked the weather for this week. It looks awesome. It looks like you're going to have summer-like days in the 80s and no rain for the entire Hershey RV show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the fence, get off the fence and come on out to the Hershey RV show.
We'll be doing a podcast about our time at Hershey. We'll be doing a couple blog posts. We always do about an RV show. And we would love to hear as many of your stories as possible. We want to know what you're looking at. We want to know if you end up buying. We want to know what you're trying to decide between. We want to hear your stories of the show. We'd love to tell your stories to other people who may not be in the Hershey area, but are all around the country doing the same thing right now.
Yeah, and there's going to be over 1,000 RVs there. There's over 33 football fields worth of RVs. And they claim it's America's largest RV show. And they say that virtually every make and model mm-hmm. is there. So if you're in, no matter what you're interested in, it should be there. Okay.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you there.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And that's our special bonus episode of RVFTA.
Tune in on Friday for the real thing.
That was our first ever bonus episode.
It is.
So we hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you soon.
Bye.